Western Michigan University students will perform the play Fuddy Mears starting Thursday. Fuddy Mears is about a middle-aged woman named Claire who has a type of amnesia where she forgets everything that happened the night before. Director Mark Learman says the play is fascinating to watch because the audience gets to piece together the puzzle of Claire's past right along with her.
We kind of experience her day through her because she doesn't know her past as we don't. So we kind of learn about her and her life and what happens to her through these kind of kooky characters that are her family.
My name is Richard Fiffle, and I'm your husband.
You are?
Don't be alarmed.
Who's the boy?
That's your son.
Really?
My name is Emily Osborne, and I'm playing Claire. She's kind of like an Etch-a-Sketch in that way. She has something, like, one day, but then it's all gone when she wakes up. She's really actually desperate to find out what happened to her and who she is, but then she's got this beautiful, sunny outlook.
Oh, look, a photo! Gertie's house, it says. Oh, Mama's name's Gertie, isn't it?
Yes. My name is Allie Shea, and I play Gertie. Gertie is Claire's mother, who has had a stroke and completely has lost the ability to form sentences properly. You know, I can't use really any words that I'm saying to express what I'm trying to tell people, and all this information that I have is just completely going out the window. So for me, I feel like there's just this constant, like, chasing everyone around trying to get them to understand, and they're just like, sorry, we have no idea what you're saying.
Oh, all right.
Oh! Hello, Mama.
My name is Jared Jarvis, and I am the limping man. He was just a regular, normal guy, but ever since 2 years ago, he gets bacon grease poured into his right ear. Scalding hot bacon grease, yeah. He ends up deaf in his right ear, has this huge scar across his face. He's blind in his right eye. He has a lisp, so he actually talks like this. This is so much fun. And he has a limp. Hence the limping man.
Hey, I needed that book.
You have me now, and I'll let you know everything you need to know.
All right, then. How did I lose my memory?
Except that. The story of your memory problems and the story of my physical infirmities are the two things that I cannot talk about.
Why are you taking me away like this?
Okay, three things. But that's not so much.
Why is there a manacle on your wrist?
All right, so there are many things that I can't talk about.
As the limping man, I deal a lot with Millet. And he has a puppet.
Hello, beautiful ladies. My name is Hinky Pinky. Can I be your friend?
He's like a lackey of mine.
Stop speaking! Stop! I don't want to hear you speak right now.
This fire waiting to erupt, because that's what he is. He's very aggressive. Very aggressive human being. And he has this really, like, inner soft spot for Claire.
My head is all jumbled and I'm hearing barking and I just want to know what's
Claire,
going on.
Claire, you're safe now. You don't have to worry about who's who or what. Your brother took you away from the bad man, and that's all you need to know.
In my opinion, what the play is addressing is this question of what do we tell each other? Is it better to tell the truth? Or is it better to not tell the truth and live kind of in this happy world? And that's one of the kind of themes of the play, and that at the end kind of comes off. What is better?
The play may not answer that question for the audience, but one thing is for sure. Both Claire and the audience will find out that not everyone in the play is who they seem.
We just crossed the state line in case you're keeping track of the felonies that you're racking up.
You see, this is no good. I kidnapped a lady cop.
My name is Heidi.
I kidnapped Heidi. You see why I need your mother? This is the old me. You're in the car with the old me. Can you tell?
You can see WMU's production of Fuddy Mears at the university's York Theater starting Thursday.